Thank you for calling Crawford Mortuary. How can I help you?
Hi, is Andrew there?
Andrew, he's not in at the moment. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. Is there anyone else there that handles the financing, or is that just all Andrew?
Let me double check that. And let me check if it's your name again.
Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold on one moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. This is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago based on some past financing you guys did with Bank of the West in 2014. Does that ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyways, and based off of that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I really just wanted to circle back and see what you guys have this coming up this quarter where you guys might need some financing.
What kind of terms would financing entail, and is it specifically only for capital expenditures?
We have two different things. We have equipment financing and working capital. So equipment financing is basically just like a traditional loan, like a typical car loan set up on like about a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And
okay.
Our rates there are basically like it start in the mid single digits.
Okay.
And then working capital is a little bit different. It's like a newer lending program and it lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit. So it's basically just based on sales, and we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash, and you guys can use that how you see fit for the business.
Okay. Okay. So if a business was doing, you're saying annual revenue?
Yeah, it's your top line revenue, yeah, so your gross annual sales has unsecured cash.
Okay, okay, and is it revolving?
What do you mean?
For instance, if unsecured cash was accessible, would it be something that is obligated to be used with fixed payment, or would it be just whenever as needed?
Oh, no, so it's not like a line of credit. It is a little bit different. It is like we have different terms, so anywhere from like 3 to 36 months.
Okay.
And so basically, but you can use it for really anything that you want to use it for. And so it is unsecured cash, and we can get you funded basically in 48 hours.
Okay, but we would need to say we want X amount of dollars, and then we'd receive the cash, be on kind of a fixed repayment program, whether or not we spend it on anything or not.
Yes. What are you?
I'm sorry. And compared to something that's like a capital expenditure, like for instance, if I knew that sometime within the next 12 months, we might want to do a capital expenditure that's going to be a couple $100,000, but we're not at that
mm-hmm.
point yet, it would make more sense to do some unsecured lending where if that happens 7.5 months from now, cash is available. If it happens 1.5 years from now, cash is available.
Oh, you know what? We can do something like that. It's a little bit, so it's still working capital, but instead of like having you approved and funded in 48 hours, we would just kind of put it on hold, and then you know exactly how much you can get, the maximum amount. You don't even have to take all of that. But so what we basically do is we have that application on file, we have that like approval there, and then we wouldn't fund you until you guys were ready. So it's
okay.
A little bit similar to what you're looking for.
What all would be entailed for your underwriting? What would be needed?
So our application process is super simple. All we really need are three things, maybe four actually. We have a one-page application,
mm-hmm.
6 months of bank statements, the first 2 pages of your most recent business tax return,
mm-hmm.
and then if you guys probably take credit cards, I assume?
Yes.
Yes, so then 4 months of your merchant processing statements. And really, that's it. And we can let you know in like a day or two what the maximum amount is. And then we can basically just kind of put that on hold until you're ready. and then we can go from there.
Okay. And based on what you brought up with lending from Bank of the West years ago, I'm presuming it's some kind of database that feeds leads to you. How did you come across me?
Yeah, it's a UCC filing. So anyone that gets that borrows is in that UCC filing. So we have everyone has access to that.
Okay.
Yeah,
how did you track me down specifically here at this location? Because we have eight separate locations.
Oh, no. So I tracked you down specifically. I had called last week and I spoke with, I called 818-343-4677.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was told that Andrew Harkins is the man I want to talk to in the main office. And so I just followed up with you today.
Okay. That makes sense. I was just kind of curious.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's a little bit of a game trying to track down the right person, but yeah.
Sure. And I'm sorry, can I put you on hold real quickly? The other
yeah.
One's ringing. Give me
sure.
Just one moment.
Okay.
Looks like someone grabbed it. Would you be able to send me information about your company, your lending programs, anything that I could just kind of take a look at?
Yeah, I definitely can. What is your email address?
A.hawkin as in Nancy S at A-N as in Nancy, G-E-L-E-N as in Nancy O. M as in Mary, ORTUARIES.com. So A.Hawkins@AngelinoMortuaries.com.
Okay, perfect. So let me make sure I got this. A.hawkins@angelinomortuaries.com.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So I'll send that over to you. And then did you have any more questions about our programs? Because I can transfer you to one of our senior reps that can answer a little bit more extensively.
I'd like to take a look at what your materials are because we've got some things on the horizon, but nothing with specific dates to it. And so I'd want to learn a little bit more about how the different lending options work. Obviously, if we were going to do something to optimize what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, I will definitely send you an email here in just a few minutes. And then, so what is on the horizon, just out of curiosity?
A handful of things. And some of it's really to be determined. It's a bit premature to say.
Okay.
But with that, working capital is always a good thing. And so is starting relationships with new lenders.
Yes.
we've grown via acquisition quite a bit in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's probably future conversations to be had, but I'm sure here all the time. It's a call, and so
yeah.
I would want to learn a bit more before setting up.
No, I definitely understand that. Okay, well, I'll send you something in a few minutes here, and then I'll probably follow up with you in maybe next week, see how things are.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Is there a specific time next week that's good for you?
No, the nature of the business that we're in, it's changing all the time. Mm-hmm. There's really not too much predictability. So call whenever it's good for you. Mondays tend to be the worst time.
Okay.
call whenever.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks so much, Andrew. I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.